Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Kell steals second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Groth moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lapon for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callaway moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth is called out on strikes. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Allie Clark. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Bob Feller. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Al Benton now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians too. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.